After arriving in Texas towns like San Antonio, many of these asylum seekers continue their journeys north. For some, it's much farther north. Portland, Maine is more than 2,000 miles from the southern border. There, the newcomers join large communities of African immigrants, and Portland provides aid to asylum seekers, though the recent arrivals are taxing social services. Robbie Feinberg of Maine Public Radio takes us there.
At a recent press conference, Portland Mayor Ethan Strimling called this current wave of families seeking asylum our future. The state is grappling with an aging population.
We need to do everything we can to make sure that when they arrive, they are stable, and that they as quickly as possible are able to get on their feet and start supporting their families and contributing to our economy.
But the influx has stressed the city, which didn't have enough room in shelters to house the many newcomers who arrived last week. So it was forced to convert a minor league sports arena into a makeshift emergency shelter for more than 200 asylum seekers. Inside, cots line the floor next to rows of tables and chairs. Volunteers offer food and health supplies. Some translate and build arts and crafts projects with the young children running across the floors.
I need like 6 pieces of paper. Huh? Mucho paper.
Uh-huh. We have a whole stack.
Two asylum seekers named Philippe and Mireille sit with their four young children near several cots they pushed together to create a space for their family. They didn't want their last names used to protect their privacy. The family says they arrived in Portland after a nearly five-month journey from their home in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Through a translator, Mireille says the family was forced to flee violent militias and civil unrest. They flew to Ecuador, then walked across Central America to reach the United States.
We spent 5 days with no food for the children at all. All the food we had brought was finished.
Philippe says they pushed themselves to keep going, drinking sips of juice to maintain their energy. They'd carry the children on their back, he says, traverse rivers, and walk along teetering paths through the mountains of Panama.
Je peux pas diriger quelqu'un pour venir.
I can't advise anyone to come.
Moi, j'ai pris la grâce à l'éternel Dieu.
I just thank the eternal God for the grace to get me here.
When they finally reached the U.S.-Mexico border, Philippe says they waited in lines for more than 2 months to finally cross. After the months of walking, the waiting, and a bus ride from San Antonio, they arrived in Portland last week. And despite his uncertain future, Philippe describes his situation at the emergency shelter as paradise. He hopes to work as a driver here, like he did in his home country.
I was thinking, what could I do to, you know, what could I wish for in life, and this is what I've wished for. I really thank you so much.
Immigrant communities and advocacy groups have worked with the city to volunteer and get supplies to the newcomers, everything from diapers to snacks. And donations have poured into a city-run fundraiser, $350,000 so far. But Portland City Councilor Justin Costa told Governor Janet Mills at a public meeting last week that the city still faces a long-term challenge of how to house and aid these migrant families in the months ahead.
We don't operate that number of beds. We don't operate that number of facilities to be able to accommodate this. So I think that that's the next step that we are going to need to address.
Mills told city leaders that the state hopes to help out. She said that these migrants have endured brutality and bloodshed, and the people of Maine have a proud tradition of caring for their neighbors. For NPR News, I'm Robbie Feinberg in Portland, Maine.